By the way, is Rutgers going to that Fakakta thing out there in Vegas or what?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know.
Got to make travel pants.
I don't know. As of now, I don't know.
What is the Fakakta tournament's name? What is it?
College Basketball Crown.
The College Basketball Crown. He's all over this.
And what is this for?
This is a made-up tournament that Fox created.
Okay.
That is March 31st to April 6th. It's supposed to be the next teams from the big conferences with the highest net rankings.
Oh, I see. And if you have a losing record, you can go get the win.
I don't think it matters. I think it all is based on their net ranking.
All right. In your estimation, if Rutgers gets invited to this, they're going to accept the invitation.
I don't know. I'm not sure if they're allowed
forced,
to not.
They'll probably be forced to go play. There's no way that Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper are playing.
I would doubt it. I wouldn't think so. I know they love playing, but I would. I don't. What do you want me to tell you? I don't know. And I will tell you this: with the way Cooper Flagg almost, you know, sawed off his foot yesterday, it also reminds you we're not playing. So I don't know. I don't have an answer for you. My guess would be I think Sunday I'm going to know.
Right.
I don't know though. I don't know what I don't.
They
know.
Should change that name to the Fakakta tournament.
The Fakakta.
That's what they should name.
Yeah, that was
the Fakakta crown.
Yeah. Because
you think Cooper Flagg's done now?
No, I don't. I think he's fine.
He's in a wheelchair.
I know he's in a wheelchair, but he was also on the bench afterwards.
So what? With that foot, that ankle is going to like swell up. Like he's going to have a.
Is he going to miss the rest of this tournament?
Yeah, probably.
My guess is probably. He's not going to play in the NCAA tournament, though.
Yeah.
I think he will.
You guys forget high ankle sprains are like 4 to 6 weeks.
I don't think that's what they classified it as.
That was a common.
To be quite honest with you, I can't believe his foot's still attached to his leg the way that thing snaps.
See how serious this is?
It happens all the time, though. You see these gruesome things in the old
game right there.
Standard classic inversion sprain.
I think he will play in the NCAA tournament. I do.
And if he does, he's going to be compromised.
Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know.
You want us to root for him to be compromised?
I don't. I want to see him play.
I want to see him play.
Okay.
I'll tell you what.
They have North Carolina tonight, right?
If you say so.
You're the sports update guy.
Yeah, but we're not locked in on the ACC tournament
and Duke
here.
Duke blasted them just 2 weeks ago.
Eddie, just ask Eddie. Eddie knows everything. I think that was Al, actually, that answered.
Was
it?
Yeah, it was Al.
Oh, my bad, Al.
College basketball expert.
My mistake.
Al's been sharp this morning. Yeah. He nailed Pat Shurmur within 2 seconds of me trying to figure out his name.
Yeah, I was out there. I was going to run in, but he was on top of
it. And he just gave you Duke, North Carolina within a couple of seconds.
And he remembered Mo Cheeks from the Sixers.
Not really.
Yeah, he did.
His question was, did he play on the Sixers?
Well, he was correct. His memory was correct.
Duke, North Carolina, 7 o'clock on ESPN tonight.
There you go. Very nice. But that'll interrupt if you're trying to watch the Johnnies at 6:30.
Or the Terps.
Well, that's your own thing to deal with. By the way, I'm rooting for Rutgers to get into the Fakakta tournament.
You are?
Then I'll more shifts
more
for
work for me.
Oh, okay.
You know?
How it affects you, that's important.
But would that be next week, Jerry?
No, it's March 31st.
Oh,
okay.
God. So are these kids still practicing?
How
does Steve Peichel keep them up on, like, you know, come on, guys, let's go. We got the Fakakta tournament.
Here's my theory on that. Yeah. Number one, I believe the players have an opportunity to make money if they win.
Oh, of course.
I'm just saying, but that's motivating.
How many people are going to this?
I don't know. And my other point to that would be, without Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper, there's another 70 minutes of playing time that guys didn't see as much as they'd like. They got an opportunity.
Well, there's a reason why they didn't play.
Well, because they're not Ace Bailey or Dylan Harper, but they're still pretty good.
So they couldn't win with Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper. They're going to win with these other guys that you're talking about?
Just let the man go to Vegas and play some golf.
This is not... And I don't think they... I honestly don't know. I've read different things. I don't know that they have a choice. I think it might be in the contract with these conferences. If they're picked, they have to go.
Because the tournament was created by the Big East, the Big Ten, and the Big 12, along with the TV. So if they get, they'll be forced to go.
I think they have to go.
But will you be broadcasting those games?
I would assume so, yes. I don't know. I'll talk to you Monday. I don't know. You guys are asking me questions. I have no idea. I do not know.
It is very bogus out in the newsroom wanted to know. He was asking
me that. Let me ask you a question. Is there any discussion at all after the game the other night? There was no discussion about this Fakakta tournament.
It was like a morgue. No, I'm sure it was.
When that
ends the way it ended in double overtime, think about so.
And they had, what, they were up five with like a minute to go?
Four.
All right.
They were up four with... 45 seconds left, I think. Missed a couple of free throws, and then they didn't, and then had a chance, and whatever.
That thing is so far away, the Yankees will be up and running, so you're not going to be on WFAN.
Well, you got to 660. They can split the signal.
Oh, we're going to split the signal. Times.
Well, that's what we do when the Nets are on.
We could always stream you. You're
good like St. John's?
Yeah.
Like St. John's isn't on the radio.
I know, but
how
you're
come you don't poke fun at them? I'm just curious.
Because you're sitting
St. John's is number six in the country. They stream only on your phone. You
on
don't
the,
seem to
on
mock
the
them.
Internet.
No,
on the internet.
No, listen. You were one of the first.
I was one of the first.
Do it.
Pioneer.
Yes.
Pioneer.
The Jerry Recco school of streaming.
By the way, the Devils only stream now.
That doesn't surprise me.
Score! Maddie and Chico all fired up on the stream.
True.
You know?
Yep.
Remember when I said I was going to do the roommate show with Dolan?
Do the roommate show.
Oh, boy.
Do
all
it.
Right. So they had Dolan on as a guest. This they taped it like 10 days ago or so, but it dropped yesterday. So the other guy on the show, whoever
Matt?
He is. Yeah. What's his...
Matt.
Just a Brunson friend? What's the story?
I'm not sure, but okay. Very good with them. Though,
all right, so he
Brunson
tees up Brunson on the recent comments from Kendrick Perkins, how they shouldn't be doing this podcast in season and should just be focusing on basketball.
There are much worse things you could be doing than sitting here and talking with you guys about stuff. I just find it funny how, like, we're supposed to just, like, go to the gym, come home, just sit on the couch and just, like, wait for the next day.
That
like I said
like
before, you can't listen to the negatives and then listen to the positives.
That's all Al wants his athletes to do.
Either listen to both or block out both.
I'm not worried. That's all we need to hear.
All right, so you get the chime in from Dolan there. He was pretty comfortable and casual.
I thought he was great.
He had the Ranger scarf on, which was nice. So he's sitting back enjoying the time. Though it did take him a while to get his thoughts out here.
Is this the Vince Carter one?
No.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even hear that one yet.
You didn't hear that one? He forgot his name. It was hilarious.
Oh, all right. I'll have to grab
Very
that.
Funny. Okay.
I've just been grabbing this in bits and pieces. So here he was asked where the Knicks are at and Leon Rose's plan to compete for a championship.
We're kind of there.
Really?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, Cat was sort of the last piece. Mm-hmm. I think that, I'm not expecting any significant changes.
I promise you, I did not doctor that at all.
He should have just stopped it. Right. We're there.
So I think he realized he was hemming and hawing there. So he looked at Brunson and he was like, well, what do you think? And Brunson was like, well, you put me on the spot.
Oh,
you know,
funny.
Here's what Brunson said. Yes, we have the personnel, but you got to fail on the path to glory.
It's just like, how can we just mesh it? We're meshing. I'm not saying we're not, we're so disconnected.
Yeah.
But like, we still got to get closer and have more chemistry and be more together on the court. And that just comes with time.
Just takes time.
It's a shame as last year. They were so injured. It would have been nice. They should have beaten the Pacers if they were. By the way, I'm sure you played the Halliburton shot the other night.
Yes.
Holy crap.
Yeah, yes.
Unbelievable. But my, like, that was they were a shell of themselves in that series. And they were, and I believe, should have been in the conference finals. So I know what he's saying, but last year's not. I don't know. It stinks when you get hurt like that.
We played the Halliburton shot. I was disappointed, though. I went through the cuts we had from him post-game.
Yeah.
I was hoping we'd get one where the voice changed. With
the
him.
Voice changed. He was on McAfee yesterday.
Yeah.
And
did it again on
the
that.
Voice was changing as he's talking.
It's weird.
Constantly.
Post-game, he was fine.
The weird thing about that shot is that Giannis Antetokounmpo didn't touch him.
He also walks. But not that they're going to call
they
it.
They all walk.
So did Bridges on the three.
Have you ever seen, what's his name, Doncic? He and LeBron are basically the biggest culprits in the NBA walking.
Mm.
I mean, they like triple
Euro step
Euro steps. What I don't know what the hell they even call them anymore.
No, that's good. The Euro step. That's right. Yes.
I mean, that's why the game stinks.
Stinks.
Okay.
Get him out of here. You watched a bunch of the things from Roommate Show and Dolan.
Yeah.
Did you see the one where they isolated Cat and then the...
No. Oh, yeah, with the way
I'll
he chirps and yells.
Hour.
Yes,
and
that's funny.
And then you see the one where Thibodeau called Brunson.
Yes.
On their, okay.
And they gave him the phone.
Yeah, we'll do those
to
next
the owner.
Hour.
Yes, very cool. All right, so you're done?